Welcome to the ongoing saga of criminal drama, As the Warped Mind Burns.
Hello?
Hello, is Leon in?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay, you know when I could call and get a hold of him, you think?
I don't know. He just left, so it might be half an hour or so. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, my name's Shane.
So he's going to know who you are then?
Probably not, but, you know, it's just in reference to some problems he had last night, I guess, and I just wanted to figure out what was going on.
Problems from where? I was with him last night.
Bobby Hill Jr., with his trying to upset as few people as possible, but the Bobby Hill Jr., were you with him when they called Dave? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's what I'm calling Leon about.
Okay, well, you can talk to me. I'm his wife.
Okay. Well, I want to talk to Leon as well. I'm talking to you.
Well,
I want to know what's going on. I'm in a deal with Dave, so I want to understand what the hell's going on here.
You're in a deal with Dave with what?
With the Ed Gein truck.
It's not an Ed Gein truck.
Right. And that's why I wanted to call Leon. Seeing as Leon is calling and talking about skinning Dave like Ed Gein did, I want to know what's going on.
He didn't call and say he was going to skin anybody, so I don't know where you're getting that from.
Well,
he called and told Dave that he wanted that taken off eBay because what's written on there is false.
What's false about it? Please tell me, because I mean...
What's false? Well, let me get upstairs and I will read. It is not Ed Gein's truck. It doesn't exist. And to sell it and present it like you are presenting it, I mean...
I'm not selling it now.
Well, but now you're calling for Dave.
Well, because I have dealings with Dave. Maybe I want to buy, you know, I mean, I have dealings with Dave, and Dave tells me that this guy calls and threatens him and stuff, and...
Nobody threatened him. I'm sorry. And I really don't even want my husband to go there again because he settled down today, and, I mean, this is very hurtful, you know? He's had to live with this stuff all his life. It's very hurtful.
Because he's related to Miss Warden?
Yeah, very much so.
Did he grow up around her?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, you know...
I can't, you don't want me to assume that I have all these facts and be unfactual, right?
Well, and what's said in this article that he has on eBay is, you know, some of it, yeah, it may be true, you know, I don't know exactly. I talked to Bobby and Bobby said, yeah, you know, that years ago he, you know, Ed Gein hung around out there at the old store or whatever, but as far as it being the truck and trying to falsely prove that it's the truck? That's not right.
But he doesn't falsely... I mean, when I read the auction, it doesn't say anything like it is Ed Gein's truck. It said it could be.
Well, he approached somebody and wanted a written verification of that and wanted to cut a deal to make some money off of it, too. I'm sorry. But the way he presents it is totally false.
Well, are you at your computer? Are you going to tell me what's false about it?
Okay.
Because, you know, I know Bobby Hill told me that he Dave wanted him to sign a paper saying it was the real deal, and he said, no effing way.
No, and Bobby wouldn't do that. And just the way, I mean, did you read, you went by the computer?
Oh, yeah, I've read it. You know, I'm sort of involved in Dave, I got a hold of Dave because of it, and, you know, I mean, I to be honest, I was, you know, there's... I was shocked that Dave was from Plainfield or the area, and I told him that, and I said, you know, for someone to make a movie in California about Ed Gein and someone to print T-shirts in Texas and stuff is different than you living right down the block. I've been there before, and I remember seeing, like, Ed Gein's gravestone there, and I was shocked that it was there, and it was, I thought it was the wrong place to be. I thought it was, wrong, you know.
Well, and that's what's really hurtful because it's somebody from the area, and it's very wrong. And yes, my husband might have gotten a little upset with him, but, you know, he's harmless. It's just, it opens up a lot of old wounds. And I'm sorry to say that this man is very wrong for doing what he's doing.
Yeah, because he's from the area, you know. And Bobby asked me, he goes, what would you do? And I said, well, I would try to ignore the whole thing,
I don't want to be rude, mm-hmm. but that's why, you know, my husband really is gone. He just left with his ice shack with my son. And I just, if I can keep him idle and not think, I even put the paperwork away. I went on the internet, I wrote a letter to eBay, told them what I thought and my feelings and how I thought it was, I don't know the word I'm trying to think of. I just don't think that he presents it. You know, he's making this big thing that it's from West Plainfield and it's this hidden truck that's been, you know, kept away since 1948. Well, that's not the fact. It's just an old truck in somebody's yard and it just so happened to be the Hill family. I mean, you know, this guy's just taking a lot for granted. I don't think he has any proof of any of this.
Well, and he doesn't say he has any proof in the listing. I mean, I've seen the listing. I know there's a handful of people that were interested in the listing for news purposes and what have you, and there's not a lot of meat to it, you know, because he doesn't say it is, and he doesn't say it isn't. You know, it's like a huckster, a circus guy, you know what I mean? Someone working the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, we got the bearded lady behind the tent. Give me a nickel, and you can come in and see her.
Well, and that's it. You know, I don't think it's right, that even if that's what he's doing, that he buys it and falsely misleads people to that.
I think he really believes it.
Well, I think he better wake up and smell the coffee.
I think he really believes it, but I think it's crazy and dangerous to do it up there in Plainfield.
Well, yeah.
Especially
when all the family lives around here. Well, all but two.
Are you talking about the Gein family?
No.
The Warden family?
Yes.
Okay.
And, you know, as far as Bobby Hill, his name is plastered all over this.
That's true.
Scary.
Well, that's the one that he's the guy who should be the most upset, because he basically says, like, Bobby Hill's father was Ed Gein's lover.
And I just, and, you know, and it's sad. You know, I just, and then that's what my girlfriend said, is that, you know, the Hill family should be the one that needs to worry, because all these wackos are going to want to come out to the grocery store, the old West Plainfield grocery store. I mean, you know, these people don't think of what their actions are. And so, you know, we have enough problems with city folk coming in and standing downtown and saying, well, where's the Ed Gein grocery, you know, the hardware store where it all happened? You don't talk like that in town here. People are very quiet about it. They respect the families of and leave it be.
Yeah, I've been to Plainfield about 15 times doing haunted Wisconsin research. And
oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. So I've been doing stuff like, you know, haunted Wisconsin, and of course the Gein myth is something you can't deny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's hard.
But you don't publicize it and encourage people to come view it, do you?
Well, I didn't know. I've written about it, and people do come and see it because it is. So it's not like, I think in the essence of any kind of writing about it or anything, people are interested to come and see it. But I don't go up there with an Ed Gein hat on going, hey, Ed Gein, you know, I'm very quiet and polite about it,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to bother. I'm not there to upset or bother people. It's not a political thing for me. It's a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not up there to wave a Ed Gein banner in everyone's face.
It's not as bad as my son when he was working the produce stand. People were coming up to him and asking him where the farm was. You know, which doesn't exist anymore.
Right, you know, and I've been up there so many times. The reality is that people are quiet until you start talking to them, and everyone up there likes to talk about Ed Gein, except maybe the Warden family or the victims' families. But Bobby Hill himself, now I was up there with Dave when I met Dave, and we went for we went to dinner at one of the diners, and I told Dave, you're making me very uncomfortable, because he kept yelling about Ed Gein and stuff and talking about it real loud, and everyone was looking at us weird. Then we go to Bobby Hill's house, and he says, don't talk about Ed Gein. Well, who brought Ed Gein up was Bobby Hill. Bobby Hill Jr. sits there and tells me, hey, this is the backyard, and he started going on about Ed Gein and how he sold a meat grinder to some college kids because they thought it was Ed Gein's. You know, so, I mean, there is some people up there hustling, you know, the tourists or whatever, you know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, it seems, you know, what do you do about that?
Well, we just try to live with it, and, you know, I would like my children not to have to live with it like his, you know, dad has, his aunt has, his uncle has, you know. I just like it to be, you know, every year, you know, it seems to get a little bit better, but then things like this bring everything up to the surface again. And supposedly this Dave told Bob that in 2007 he's going to tour people. They're going to be bringing people up and showing them the hardware store and the Ed Gein, well, wherever he lived, out in the sticks. And, you know, and told Bob that Bob could even make some money and they could, you know, tour the old grocery store. And, you know, it's like, that's sick. I'm sorry, but that's just plain out sick. And as far as I'm concerned, that won't ever happen because we'd probably stop them in their tracks.
Well, why, I mean, you said before about the Haunted Wisconsin, it's sort of cool or whatever, but...
I like Haunted Wisconsin because it's about old houses that may be haunted. You know, like, I've read, you know, the Haunted Wisconsin, the books about haunted houses, but that, I mean, nothing like, I would never go and, you know, it's about a haunted house. Nobody exists in that house, it's a haunted house. Things happen, just like the restaurant up in Flover that they say weird things happen there all the time. I'm not going to go snoop around there. It's interesting to read about it, but that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, and some people like to snoop around that stuff, though. I mean, I guess in what you're talking about, ghosts versus a real crime with real victims and real victims' families, you're right about that, that's for sure. You know, it's a difference. So was Leon, how old was Leon when Miss Warden passed?
He's a baby, but, you know, a toddler, but still, that was his grandma.
Yeah, that he never got to know, so...
Yeah.
Has some animosity about that, I'm sure.
How would you feel, you know? You almost have to put yourself into the shoes of the family to know exactly what they've gone through all their lives.
Yeah, I'm married to a family that Richard Speck touched their lives by killing their aunt, you know, so... I've been sort of... I see that a little bit, and I don't... You know, I mean... It's not easy, I'm sure, for some people. You know, I mean, for me, I don't know what I would... I wouldn't want it next to my house like you guys are having to deal with Dave.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were happening somewhere else, I would be indifferent to it. I just wouldn't pay attention to it, you know. I wouldn't.
Well, and that's pretty much it, you know. Today, just because everything's brought up to the surface, you know, I'm on eBay and I just, you know, brought up Ed Gein just for the hell of it. You know, I've never done it before. And it amazes me what's out there. And a lot of it's from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, now, did you ever see the Ed Gein movie or anything?
No.
Okay, you guys...
I did read the book because when I married into the family, nobody talked about it.
Yeah, and that's the book that was written by the judge, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, that's what I was telling Bobby Hill. I mean, there's so many people attached to that crime and that case that have made money off it. But they've had sense enough not to live in Plainfield.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's a sad reality because, you know, supposedly all those files were supposed to be sealed, is from what I understand.
What'd you think about the Gein headstone getting stolen?
Yeah, right. You know, what else? You know, somebody's out to make a quick buck.
But wasn't that nice for it to be removed from the town?
Yeah.
It was sort of gross. It had all these weird pornographic writing on it and stuff.
Well, that's because they vandalized it in the cemetery, but, you know, I just, you know, you avoid that area, you don't. And the ones that vandalize it are usually just the young, stupid kids, you know, that don't have nothing better to do, and they go out to the cemetery.
But it was sort of a nice service for Plainfield to get rid of that thing, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, I appreciate you talking to me.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't want to be, you know, rude, but I just...
You're not.
Would appreciate not, you know, calling and talking to Leon. I really... Because, like I said, he had a wonderful day today, and I think he's putting, you know, sort of kind of put it on the back burner, and I said I put everything aside, and he hasn't brought anything up, and I'd prefer it just to stay that way, because maybe let sleeping dogs lie, and he will just leave it be.
Well, you know, you have my phone number.
Yeah.
You might want to think about passing it along for the simple fact that I think we could work together at ending the whole Dave deal.
You think so?
Well, because I'm working with Dave, so I think if I'm
When you say that you're working with Dave, what you're in partnership with this truck?
No. I'm a person that
does the eBay selling. Because I
no.
I saw that he has got like a gazillion things on eBay.
No, I am a person who's a center link between folks with this kind of stuff and folks that want it, from movie people to what have you. So I'm a person that could have possibly sold the truck. And when I looked into it, I said, there's nothing here. And he said, well, I'm going to get a letter from Bobby Hill. Mm-hmm. And then, he called me and said, Bobby Hill threatened my life or, something like that. And I was like, what's going on here? And so I said, forget this guy, Dave. I'm going to call Bobby Hill. I'm going to call Leon. I'm going to get the story from the horse's mouth. And I'm the person that could definitely nip Dave's whole thing in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe, you tell Leon to call me if he wants to come to end Dave's reign of terror in Plainfield.
Well, and the thing was, until there was money involved, because Bob said this truck was sold this summer.
Right.
So you must have approached him, in the last few months here?
Yeah, around October. It wasn't even me. It was someone that approached me.
Mm-hmm.
That.
And then all of a sudden he wants the authenticity, because the dollar signs are shining in his eyes, like, oh, if he can get proof that this is really the true McCoy, oh, look at all the money he can make. Well,
right.
Like Bobby said, it's not it. And he's not going to falsify something just for somebody to make a fast buck.
Well, that's the thing, and Dave has other plans that, I'd be willing to discuss with you guys at a later date or something, maybe. Like I said, I'm a person where some people want to do this stuff, but they don't want their name attached to it. Let's say they're famous,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want their name attached to it, so I'm sort of a middleman mm-hmm. with some of this stuff. And, it's a piece of history, but I wouldn't go into, the middle of Israel with a bunch of Hitler stuff either, You know what I'm saying? It's odd. I when I went and met with Dave, I was like, dude, this is insane that you're in Plainfield doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you really need to move to Chicago or something.
Yeah, the big cities and get the hell out of our little town, because unfortunately my husband knows exactly where he lives, just by, this was not even, it's just all of a sudden came about, and that's when he started pushing for this paperwork, And all of a sudden it's starting to be the talk in the bar. And my son, who's home from college, is working at a bar in Coloma. And it's the scuttlebutt. My son came home with Dave's name yesterday and says, Mom, this is the guy. So this guy is, he's not being a smart man at all, because he is the scuttlebutt of the whole county, it seems. He's just not a smart man.
Yeah, and Our
family gets upset, but they're not going to do anything. But who knows what wacky person might.
Well, let's face it. Like I told Dave when I came over, I said, Dave, this is a town that burned Ed Gein's house to the ground.
Yeah, nobody knows who did it. Nobody will fess up, and nobody got in trouble, So it's just...
I thought they alluded to one of the wardens.
I don't know. I really don't know. I just, nobody was ever charged. They apparently never found out.
Yeah, the good. I like that about small town, though. That's good.
Yeah, it's just a sad thing that he's doing. So.
Yeah, well, especially since it's getting around town like that, I don't understand his motivation.
Yeah.
Unless it's self-destructing.
And like I said, it's just not our town. I mean, it's getting around the county,
So you really don't, honestly don't think that could be Ed Gein's truck?
Nope.
Or the warden delivery truck?
Nope.
And you don't think there's any documentation like that? I mean, what if Dave dug up something like, it's absolutely 100% not?
I really highly doubt it. My husband said absolutely not. I mean, you think that the family would know where the truck was, because my father-in-law ran the store after the fact,
And did they have the truck or something?
At one point, the second time my husband spoke with Dave, he changed the story and said it was the coast-to-coast delivery truck. It wasn't even Ed Gein's truck. It was the coast-to-coast delivery truck. So, which store is he using?
Which is what's coast-to-coast?
That was the hardware store.
Oh, it was called coast-to-coast?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe it was the coast-to-coast. So, one minute Dave's saying that it's Ed Gein's truck, and then the next time he talks to my husband, he says it was the Coast Hardware truck. So, you know, who doesn't know what he's doing?
I think really, you know, I wonder what Dave's motivation is. Do you think he's just really wrapped up in this story of Ed Gein and the whole thing? I mean, because it is a pretty amazing story. I mean, so many movies have been written about it, you know, Psycho, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You know, I mean, it's a pretty amazing story even to this day.
I don't know. I just think he's a few bricks short of a load, because anybody that would haul a truck down to the Festival of the Dead, I mean, sorry, but that is just the wackiest festival I've ever heard of.
So you checked that out? Did you check out the links?
No, I just read that on the eBay article that, you know, it's been to Massachusetts to the Festival of the Dead. I was like, okay, this guy's got a lot of spare time on his hands.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's a funny thing. You know, I was pretty shocked by that whole thing, too. I got to see photos of it at the Festival of the Dead, and there's all these crazy people taking photos with the truck.
Yeah, because they think it is, and, you know, that's where I think he's fraudulent. So, I don't know, he's a sick man. Whether he's obsessing about the whole Ed Gein thing or not, you know, I just think he's a few bricks short of a load.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, you have my number. If you guys are going any further with this, you want to talk, you know.
Yeah, because I know my husband wanted to talk to the DA to see where we stand, so I don't know. He wanted me to, you know, call on Monday, so.
Well.
And we did tell Dave he's got until Monday to get it off of eBay, so we'll see if he listens or not. But
to be honest with you, I mean, when I look at his listings, you know, Bobby Hill said, you know, it's slander. Well, you can't slander dead people. There's laws where you can't slander the dead. If they're dead, you can't be slandered.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, I mean, Dave doesn't say that is Ed Gein's truck or anything in that listing. He says it could be.
Yeah.
So that's why I wonder. It's not that, I think that's why I would like to talk to you guys more. I mean, I don't think it's the truck he's selling. Because he can't sell it, saying it's not Ed. He doesn't say it's Ed Gein's.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say it's Bobby Hill Jr.'s or Bobby Hill's. He doesn't say it's the Warden truck. He says it could be all over that. It could be. It leads to that. This is the only thing it could be. But he never comes out and says it is.
Yeah.
And that's why I wonder, what's his motivation? Is he self-destructive? Why is he looking for this attention? You know, I mean, I could understand if he had a bar in town and he's looking for some free advertising, but he doesn't, you know, right? I mean, what's his motivation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
No, don't know the man, and I really don't even want to get to know him. I would like to stay as far away from him as possible.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what his motivation is, but maybe we'll speak again. If you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Yes, thank you very much.
And what was your name?
Donna.
Donna, thanks a lot for talking.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Tune in next time for another episode of As the Warped Mind Burns.